T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. You hear Grant in the background. He's here every week. So, man, we know we're doing good. Grant's got perfect attendance. He's been here through everything. Throughout all the years we've been here at the Slipper. Bob, you and I will be up here until 6:30 tonight, and we'll throw it to a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show. We also have the squares up for the Monday night football game between the New York Giants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs are an 11-point favorite tonight against the Giants. So if you're in the area, come on down, get you a square up. You can win some money here for it. Bob, talk about a lot of different things. Certainly the news that broke this afternoon, Taysom Hill. And it's not a unique contract. It's a unique player. 4 years, basically it breaks down to a four-year, $40 million deal, and the Saints are hooked for him for $22.5 million, because you got to remember, that's really the guaranteed money. That's what you hook for. There are built-in incentives if he becomes a quarterback, how much playing time, that sort of thing. But basically, this breaks down to a four-year, $40 million extension starting in 2022. I think he'd have counted a little under $9 million. I think it's $8.9 in 2022. It may lower now because of this deal, but it's for a unique player. There is nobody else in this league like him.
Well, it's the first hybrid contract.
Yep. First. You know, very first.
And depending on if he's the quarterback of the future or if he's just contributing as a hybrid player, accordingly, that's how he's going to get paid. But it brings stability for him and his family, $22.5 million guaranteed. And who knows? I think Coach Payton, if he's healthy, would like to give him opportunities maybe to start more games at quarterback the back end of the season, but he has to be healthy before that would occur. I don't know if he's healthy to have an opportunity come Thursday night against the Bills, Thanksgiving night, or even the following Thursday against Dallas.
I think, Bob, if he's healthy, you're looking for a spark.
Right.
And I think he becomes the starter. The big question mark is health. Man, I can't tell you how many texts yesterday is, how come they're not playing Taysom? Okay, he's been hurt. It's not just the concussion. It's also the foot injury he has.
Well, Coach Payton even said that we were lucky to even have him active just in the role. He was the backup quarterback in the event that they would have needed him, like an emergency. And I don't think they'd have put him in harm's way. Now, you might say, well, if he was that limited, then why not activate Ian Book and have Taysom Hill inactive? That I don't know. We won't be able to ask Coach Payton tonight on the coach's show. They're getting ready. It's a short week. We never have them on the coach's show when they're playing on a Thursday.
Nope.
So we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen. But if you look at it right now, it's very discouraging. Who Dat Nation, we've already lost more times than they did in any of the previous four seasons. You know, I say this all the time. No one has won more games than New Orleans Saints the last four seasons when they went 13-3, 13-3, 13-3, and 12-4 respectively. So right now we've already lost more games than any of those previous four seasons. So our backs are to the wall. You know, it's going to be challenging against Buffalo. It's going to be challenging against the Cowgirls. I mean, the bottom line
is...
going
to be challenging all the way to the rest of the end of the year.
Yeah, the rest of the year, considering the injuries we're dealing with. You know, Coach Payton, the one thing, he wants to right the ship because he wants to avoid... you know, the Saints have never had a five-game losing streak in his 16-year tenure. So he's never lost five games in a row. For some reason, I just think that we could win one out of the next two. Now, if I had a choice, it'd be like, well, don't beat the Bills and beat the Cowgirls. But right now, you want to get some momentum. You want to win Thanksgiving night against Buffalo. And maybe, who knows, when you think they're going to win, they don't win. And then when, because no one realistically thought they were going to beat Green Bay at the beginning of the year. Now, when they beat the Patriots aren't as good as they are now, then you already beat Tampa Bay. So you just don't know. This is a highly unusual season. But the one thing that's so frustrating to me is how can you let the Eagles beat you at their own game?
They want to run the ball, that read option.
They had 50 rushing attempts. Okay, you might say, well, that's a lot this day and age. You know the Colts put a whooping on the Bills. You know how many times they ran yesterday? 46. They ran the ball 46 times, and here you got the Eagles rushing at 50. I just look at it. They basically averaged 5 yards an attempt, 242 yards. Well, last season they had 246 yards. So I look at that. Where we're at right now, I'd rather have put the pressure and Dennis Allen. I think this is more Dennis Allen than Sean Payton because Dennis Allen runs the defense. And it would be more, to me, you have to make Jalen Hurts beat you as a passer. I don't care if you got eight in the box and you're putting your corners on an island. But have him throw the ball 40 times instead of 24. You know, only threw for 147 yards. But you can't let the Eagles play in their wheelhouse. Considering two games they now rush for 500 yards. And you might say, well, we are top 10 run defense. No, we were a number one rushing defense. We weren't top 10. We were number one. When you look at it, we were only giving up 73 yards a game. The last three games, we only given up 57 yards. Well, the Eagles didn't read those press clippings.
They didn't get them statisticals like you got.
Because I tell you, the Saints have been dominant against the run, against everybody, but not the Eagles. The Eagles punched them in the mouth, and that's just very humbling.
Bob, we talked about this morning, Tommy Tucker and I, and I got a guy tell me, oh, they just ran the ball in the second half. No, they ran for 152 yards in the first half.
152 yards most teams, by halftime.
Okay, that's almost a game for most teams. But it goes to show you, man, last year we brought up the 30 carries and how it equated to wins. Oh, all these analytical dudes. Oh, no. That's a residue of the passing game. No, if you're paying attention to the league today, as the defenses are getting smaller, you run into football more.
Well, look how the Colts beat the Bills. They ran the ball 46 times.
Okay.
And they got Carson Wentz, but they still we're going to run.
Okay, yesterday, what did the Chiefs have that they hadn't had in a couple weeks? They had a running game, didn't they?
Right.
Against the Cowboys.
Right.
And so, again, as you get into the season, the Patriots have won. Okay, and Mac's done a really good job. Take nothing away from him. I think he's really done a good job. But what did they really do well? They run the football. They know how to run it.
And then, Mike, when
it's part of this league.
When you compare, like you said, 242 yards, but they had 152 before halftime. When you compare the Saints and their supposedly top-rated run defense, do you know they had only allowed 261 yards rushing in their previous four games combined? So the Eagles basically got in one game what the Saints were giving up the previous four games.
Wow. They've only given up over 100 yards rushing in one game this year up until yesterday. You know what that game was? Washington.
Against Washington, and last year was the Eagles.
They gave up 131 or 132. I don't remember the exact number against the Washington football team. But that was the only game you gave up over 100 yards rushing total.
Well,
that was the disappointment yesterday.
And then disappointment, we got to take away the football, not give it up. We're minus two for the game. We're not winning. We're going the other direction. We were amongst the best at the beginning on the plus side in the turnover margin. Right now we're plus three, but minus two for the game. You're not going to win. The bottom line, they scored 17 points, that being the Eagles, over off those three turnovers. Two of which were first-half interceptions thrown by Simeon, and then we all know in the third quarter, Mark Ingram had fumbled. And then just to show you that when you turn the ball over three or more times in a game, the last five NFL seasons, you win 15% of the time. So you have three turnovers. I don't care if you're playing at home or away. You have three turnovers, and the Eagles look how much we lost. Now, to me, the score was not as close as 40-29.
That was garbage yard.
But we gave them 17 points off of turnovers, so everyone had a hand in this. And Coach Payton even said, well, you could say the injuries, you don't really want to reflect on that, but everybody had a hand in this loss.
Bob, yesterday, if you did watch the game, San Francisco beats Jacksonville 30-10. And everybody was, Jimmy Garoppolo was great. He threw 22 passes in that game. He did complete 16, but you know what they did? They rushed the football 42 times, got 171 yards.
So, look, they ran it 42. The coach ran it 46. The Eagles ran it 50. I thought the league was changing. It's all footloose and happy free. You throw it here, throw it there.
But
you might see it in college. But in the NFL, they're looking at, because of matchups, you know what? It gives our best chance at times if we can run it down their throat.
And, again, if you spread them out three wide, you can't have a linebacker cover people anymore unless you got a really good linebacker. He can maybe match up against the tight end. But now you've got almost like a hybrid safety that's playing that position. Like yesterday, Joe Burrow, he threw 29 times, but they ran the football 38 times for Cincinnati. Ended up winning 32-13 over Las Vegas. So, again, when you're getting smaller defensively, the offenses are okay. You get smaller, we play big boy football, and we pound it at you. But that's not what them numbers, you know, everybody wants to jumble. If I'm an accountant, I can jumble your numbers any way you want. But in this deal, it's still about blocking, tackling, physical football, and winning it up front. That's what the Eagles did to the Saints yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, even though I think Jalen Hurts has a lot more skins in the wall, I want to make him throw the ball instead of 24 times, maybe 35-40, where you committed to the run. And come on, you paid Lattimore, you put him on an island, you got to trust, a Debo or a Roby, whoever, you got to put him on an island and say, look, we cannot let them run down our throat. Now, the one thing that's consistent.
They got to cover the tight end, too.
Yeah, the tight end at the beginning of the game, Malcolm Jenkins got beat twice by Goddard. And so you got to cover the tight end. But I still say you can't let the Eagles gash you with the run, considering we're supposed to have the number one overall run defense. Let's say we're number one stopping the run. Then you might say, well, we're overmatched, whatever. That's supposed to be our strength. That's why I said something has to give. Are we going to stop the run, or are they going to run the ball on us? But the one thing that's a given, it just seems like right now that if we're going to try a two-point play, we're not going to make it, and we're going to miss an extra point. Something's going to come about, I would say, Thursday night. I don't know. We might miss another extra point. Who knows? We're probably leading in that category. Or are we not going to convert a two-point play? If you look at it, the two-point failure is now the longest active streak in the NFL. We've done it like 9 straight two-point plays. We have not had success. The last two-point play we completed was in 2018. It was an Alvin Kamara run against the Buccaneers. So when we need points and we're not making a two-point and we're not making an extra point, Mike, what are we going to do? Okay, because we need those points.
All I know is this. Will Lutz can say, Bob, you're not right about next man up at place kicker.
No, the next man up.
The next men. I mean, it's a revolving door there. They can't hit an extra point. We'll be back with more second guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All All right, we're back here on the second guest show. Want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, it'll be a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be hosting some of the guests tonight. Jim Moore, former head coach of the Saints, and Bobby's old coach will be on at 6:30. At 7 o'clock, a guy that I think one day will be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame, Steve Tasker. Oh, okay, man, his special teams play was unbelievable. He was a good receiver. He was an unbelievable.
He was a Hall of Fame special teams player. So, Mike, is he doing the Bills sideline or what is he
doing?
He's
the host for WGR Sports Radio in Buffalo.
Okay.
So, Steve will be on.
He's probably involved pre or post game.
Exactly.
Because I know I think he did some sideline reporting.
Yeah, sure did. And then certainly at Monday Night Football, Giants, Buccaneers, and we'll see if we can get some help from the Giants, though I doubt seriously.
But, Mike, 11 points, that's a lot of points.
In the NFL?
So would you take Daniel Jones in the 11 points right now or
no,
not
hell
really?
No, I wouldn't even bet it.
So you're not, okay.
The one smart thing, Ryan Horvat and I, Thursday, we both agreed, eventually the train would come off the tracks with the Titans. Now, we didn't pick a win. But that was seven and a half points.
But, Mike, look at the NFL. It seems like there's always, for sure, one or two games, like, whoa, is that a misprint or what happened? Nobody saw the Houston Texans beating the Titans.
No, you thought it would be close, but you didn't think they'd beat them. And the reason close, because, man, the Titans have played all in these real close games.
But you know what? Tannehill threw four picks. Why did he do that against us? You know, that's one thing we're not doing as of late. We're not taking away the football. Now, we had that fumble, a short field. Then one of them, I think, the official. We could have had two on a short field. They blew the whistle too quick, the forward progress. I think we could have got two fumbles, like, inside the 10.
Today at LSU, Elias Ricks, this has been rumored now for weeks, that looks as though Elias was going to leave LSU. He's in the transfer portal now.
Well, he wants to go back home, go west, or what? Bob, California?
I would watch Ohio State, and the reasoning why is he is very close friends with C.J. Stroud, their quarterback. And Ohio State was in the mix when they got him, when LSU got the commitment and the signing from. Ohio State was
so
right
did he
there.
Just want to leave California?
He didn't talk because fondly thinking, of California.
Yeah, you're talking about LSU, Ohio State. So, because he's from the L.A. area, right?
Not L.A.,
Louisiana, L.A., Los Angeles.
And so, one thing for sure, he is going to be one of the most highly sought-after transfer guys in the country as a corner. Because when he was healthy, man, he was one hell of a cornerback for LSU. And certainly that's going to be a big loss for whoever comes in as the new head coach at LSU. And the new USFL is cranked up. The New Orleans Breakers will be back in the spring. And, Bob, your old team, the Michigan Panthers.
The Michigan Panthers. Now, Mike, they have this could be, to me, they're not going to compete head-to-head with the NFL. I think it's going to be they're going to try and develop talent. It's not like they're going after the Herschel Walkers, Doug Flutie's, Reggie White's, Jim Kelly's of the world. It's going to be more like, I would say, like AAA baseball. You're on the cusp of making it in the NFL. We just need an opportunity and then the right place, right time. But they're going to have a Northern Division, a Southern Division. They're going to have the Michigan Panthers, a team that I played for back in the day in the 80s. Then they're going to have the New Jersey Generals, Donald Trump's old team. He's going to be in there. The Philadelphia Stars, who Coach Mara coached, and the Pittsburgh Maulers. So the Pittsburgh Maulers, one of the hardest I ever got hit was against the Maulers. I'll never forget this. My head got slammed on the turf. That's one concussion I don't want to think about because I get a headache thinking about it. But then in the South, in the Southern Division, they're going to have the Birmingham Stallions. They're going to have the New Orleans Breakers. They're going to have the Tampa Bay Bandits. Steve Spurry was the old coach for the Tampa Bay Bandits. I'll never forget. We played Tampa Bay Bandits, and I'm playing in the game. I get knocked out of bounds. And there's Burt Reynolds. I'm like looking like, whoa, there's Burt Reynolds, the actor. You remember Smokey and the Bandit? Well, he was a part owner with the Tampa Bay Bandit. Steve Spurrier was the head coach.
John Bassett was the
He was from Montreal. I think he was a Canadian, maybe Toronto, who owned the Tampa Bay Bandits. But you have the Bandits, New Orleans Breakers, Birmingham Stallions, and the Houston Gamblers, old Jim Kelly. You know, the old Buffalo Bills.
And nobody of ours played there.
Clarence Verdant. It's all opportunity. And I think players are going to take advantage of this. But what they're going to do is they're going to play all the games at old school Legion Field in Birmingham the first year before they get the stadium situation worked out. So I think they got a 10-game schedule with eight teams, and they're going to play all the games at Legion Field. Actually, the first pro game I ever played in was against the Birmingham Stallions at Legion Field. Yeah, I mean, that's where Auburn and Alabama used to always play.
Yes.
You know, they never went like home and home. They were playing at Legion Field. So that's an old-school stadium. You might be worried if it doesn't fall down because that's been there forever. But it can hold, Mike, I want to say that can hold
70,000.
Yeah, 70,000 people. The last time I was in Legion Field, UAB plays their home games there. Yep. Alabama, Birmingham. The last time I was there, because T-Bob, you know, he said, Dad, I want you to take me. United States is playing Guatemala. I took him to Legion Field, and we were right there on the sideline to watch like a World Cup-type soccer game. And then you don't realize how fast these guys are until you get up close. You don't see no fat soccer players. That's one thing. You never see that. You can't play.
Guys like you and I.
No, you can't play soccer. You got to run because they run for days. So that was the last time I was at Legion Field. But I was kind of surprised because disposable income that they have a team in New Orleans versus Memphis. I thought they would have had a team in Memphis, even though they got the Tennessee Titans, but that's in Nashville.
But there's some stadium situation.
But I remember playing the Memphis Showboats in a playoff game. The Liberty Bowl was sold out. They had Reggie White playing on that team. And if y'all remember, the Breakers that are truly Road Warriors, they were the Boston Breakers in 83. In 84, they were the New Orleans Breakers. In 85, Portland. They were the Portland Breakers. But the big thing, Canizzaro, remember who owned the New Orleans Breakers? He made a big deal. They went and get Marcus Dupree, University of Oklahoma from Mississippi, to go play with the New Orleans Breakers. I think they even had a parade for him.
Yes.
They had a parade for him. And so the Breakers were only there in 84. Then they went up to Portland. But I think if they don't try and compete head-to-head with the NFL, it's going to work. And you know what the networks are looking at? And they have a deal with Fox. They have a deal with Fox. You know why Fox is interesting?
They own it.
And it's all about programming. Yep. People like drama. They like something that's live. And not always like tape delayed and all that. Something live. And football is still king, even though you might. Because as soon as the NFL's over, you're going to have those games. And you're going to have them on Fox. And it's because of the programming why I think they got involved with that.
Bob, the XFL, before COVID hit, they were getting over 2 million viewers to watch the XFL. Now, we're talking about this is a B-League, players, teams, and they were getting over 2 million viewerships. They were getting more than some of the NBA games that will be in play.
That's why it's critical they got Fox involved, because when the USFL first started, that's when ESPN just started, and ABC, they'd always have like a game of the week. So you can see you got to have a major network involved, and my understanding, they're not competing head-to-head with the NFL.
Nope.
They don't want to do that. I want to say Moose, remember the old Cowboys fullback
Darryl
Moose?
Darryl
Johnson is like the charge of player personnel or something.
And Mike Pereira now is being brought back for officiating.
Yeah. So they're going to have NFL rules. It's not going to be like XFL. It's not going to be a different version of football. It's going to be the football that you like. They're going to have NFL rules. It's not going to be like championship wrestling. Remember when they ran, I think, from the 20 to 20 and to see who's going to get the kickoff? Oh. No, it's going to be more on the likes of NFL rules with the USFL.
Bob, he passed away this summer, but a former neighbor of mine, Joe Clark, coached in NFL Europe. And his deal is, and he was close friends with Al Davis, and they would talk about there got to be a developmental league, but we got to do it in the States. We can't do it. It's costing too much money.
Right.
It could be in Italy and Amsterdam and England, everywhere else. And he said, I understand they were trying to promote the game of football
in Europe,
in
the
Europe.
World.
But he said, you know, Davis was always, we got to bring it back. We got to bring it to the States, and let's develop those players here. I remember Joe telling me, hey, guess who I got as my quarterbacks? He had Jake Delhomme and Kurt Warner.
Whoa.
On the same team.
The Amsterdam Admirals, right?
Yeah. And so they alternated play, and he had a kicker. He couldn't kind of say his last name. He always called him Dakota. His name was Adam Vinatieri.
Whoa.
That's how Adam Vinatieri
Because it's opportunities. You're going to have players just by playing in the new USFL will have opportunity in the NFL. And the one thing is you got to be humble. And they had eight teams. They can't jump and, okay, we're going to double it. Because the USFL, we had 12 teams, and it jumped to 18. If we would have stayed at 12, I know we were winning more than the Lions, so we got more support than the Detroit Lions, which is the NFL team, and we were making money. The Panthers and the Tampa Bay Bandits. Now, the other teams were struggling and all that, but then when Donald Trump got involved with the Generals, they weren't the initial 12 team.
No.
They were an expansion in 84, 85, and then Donald Trump wanted to move the USFL to the fall and compete with the NFL. That's when he won that antitrust lawsuit, and he got treble damages. They awarded him $1, so he got $3. And see, that's where Mr. Trump made a mistake, trying to go head-to-head against the NFL.
But he really wanted an NFL team.
No,
that was the deal.
What he wanted the NFL to pick his team as part of expansion to go to the NFL, and the NFL owners blackballed him. And Trump still has it in for the NFL. And then he wanted to buy the Buffalo Bills, and then they blackballed him again, twice.
Him and Bon Jovi.
It was like that. It was either him or Bon Jovi was going to get the Buffalo Bills.
They sold it to a guy from Toronto.
No, not Toronto. It was the Buffalo Sabres owner. What happened? Trump would tell him that Bon Jovi's going to move the team to Toronto. You don't want that. And then the Buffalo Sabres ownership came in and kept the Bills in Buffalo.
We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870. We're on Second Guest Show, Mike DeTille along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, we're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Where you at, Ronnie? Where you at, Ronnie? You in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby, Mike. I want to be a man of my word and call y'all. Bobby, I told you the Saints are going to be 13-4. Guess what? I was 100% wrong. And they lost yesterday. There's no way they can be 13-4 because right now they're 5-5. I was wrong, and I want to admit to you I was wrong. Because you said you said that I think that's impossible. But hey, I just want to say you was right.
Well, the only thing is you never can look into a crystal ball and the injuries. I think that even with all that adversity we faced, I thought we could get to 10 wins, and I thought it'd be a great accomplishment with Sean Payton. Now, not beating the Eagles, I think we're more 9-8 or 8-9.
Yep.
Listen, it's hard to project when you think like you're so frustrating because you have so much optimism when you beat a team like Green Bay, you beat a team like Tampa Bay, then you beat even the Patriots on the road, and then you lose. You know where I started getting not as optimistic about this season is how we lost to the Giants and how we lost to Atlanta. And then how we got humiliated by the Eagles. That's very discouraging.
So now you're on the roller coaster, Ronnie.
Right. I made a promise to you, Bobby, that I would call in and say, hey, I was wrong. And I'm man of my word.
All right, Ronnie.
Well, Ronnie, we appreciate that because we need more Who Dat Nation members who always pick the Saints to go like 13 wins. I like that.
It's like a head coaching search.
Yeah.
You know, everybody after the fact, I said it right off the bat. Come on, you probably went through five names before you said that particular guy.
Yeah.
And we're going through it now at LSU. You know, the list is longer and longer each particular day. So thank you, Ronnie. We appreciate the call.
All right, no problem. Y'all have a good one.
All right, buddy. We're going to go back to Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Tony in Australia. Tony in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hi, Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Tony. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Tony. What's up?
A bit flat. And the touchdown the Eagles scored yesterday, one of the touchdowns the Eagles scored yesterday was when Hurts kept the ball and he ran and he had an acre three to run in.
Yeah, it seems like we didn't even we wouldn't have got him down with two-hand touch.
If it was flag football, you wouldn't have pulled a flag.
Yeah. No, it's frustrating, Tony. I think Jalen Hurts, the quarterback that he is, and he's playing with a lot of confidence, that you have to make him be like, I don't know how you can make him be a pocket passer, but you have to make him attempt the ball passing 35 to 40 times and not let him have success. Think about this. This is a great game for Jalen Hurts. He has three touchdowns, which has never happened, I think, I want to say, in the Eagles uniform.
Nope.
And he had 18 rushing attempts and 24 passing attempts. We got it.
I'm still shouting who that.
If we play the Eagles next year, I would say you got to force Jalen Hurts. And if he throws for 300-plus yards and he beats you that way, so be it. But you can't let him run on you like they did for 2 years in a row now.
Yeah, I'm still shouting who that. And I believe, and I get a bonus, I get to see us play the Bills and the Cow Pads.
The Cow Pads. Oh, I'm going to have to steal that one from you, Tony.
Well, you know that. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate it, bud. You take care of yourself.
All right. Who that?
Tony. All right. Tony from Australia. One thing before we go to the break, I want to congratulate a guy I've talked about a lot on these shows, and that's Dejon Dixon, young man from New Orleans, went to Nicholls State. He is a finalist for the Walter Payton Award this year.
Well, he put up that good of numbers, right?
Those type numbers. Man, he's just been – he's a once-in-a-lifetime type player.
And congratulations to Southeastern getting an at-large bid. Nicholls did beat him. At-large bid. The FAMU, Florida A&M Rattlers are coming to Hammond.
How about
but
that?
Boy, I think, Mike, that's like – almost Southeastern playing Southern or Grambling. I think you might have a packed house with FAMU coming to Southeastern.
You're going to have a packed house, no question about it. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break on the Big 870. We're finishing up here in hour number one of the second guest show. Hollywood from Thibodeau, hang on. We'll catch you a little after 5:10 here on Second Guest Show. Bob, again, and it goes to show you the parity in this league in the NFL. There are no dominant teams. Okay, they got a few bottom feeders, okay? With the Lions, Jacksonville is who they are. The Texans did win a game. But it goes to show this is what the NFL wants, to keep you watching and keep the fan base really high.
To give them hope. To give them hope in all the cities.
Because as an upper middle level and a lower middle level, but they all fighting for playoff spots, so to speak. Everybody, but those bottom feeders, yeah, you got three or four. But there is no elite team this year yet. Now, I think one will emerge, as we've seen in the past, but it goes to show the genius of the NFL.
Well, you know, the number one backup right now, even without Kyler Murray, look at Colt McCoy, what he's done with the Cardinals. What?
Coach played really well.
It's like he hardly throws any incompletions.
I'll never forget Archie Manning telling me this story. He said, Mike, I think he would really do well in the black and gold. That he would fit with Sean Payton.
But
he's doing real well with Cliff Kingsbury's team with Arizona. I think Murray's coming back this week. We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.